The fate of Santa Ana's city manager could be settled as soon as next week. David Cavazos was put on administrative leave just before New Year's during a surprise city council meeting called by longtime opponent Mayor Miguel Pulido. He and his allies say Cavazos failed to hire enough police officers, leading to a rise in crime. But the city manager's supporters say his priorities are in the right place. Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the OC Weekly, and he's here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Eric.
So first of all, tell us about Cavazos and his role in Santa Ana governance.
David Cavazos was a city manager in Phoenix, credited with a lot of good things in Phoenix, but also credited with making maybe a little bit too much money. So the Santa Ana City Council, they hired him, I want to say about 3, maybe 4 years ago, and immediately he went to work. He started shaking up City Hall. City Hall before that, the city manager was Paul Walters, which no nepotism here, was a former police chief of Santa Ana for a long, long time. Before that was a gentleman by the name of David Ream. So what was going on in the city was just very stodgy, whatever. Cavazos comes in, starts shaking things up, starts planning for, you know, little parklets, little things here and there. So he got a lot of fans, but he also got a lot of detractors. One very powerful one right off the top was Michelle Martinez, the councilwoman. He accused her of sexual harassment. An investigation said there was nothing to his claims. But then he got another very prominent opponent in the police department there who they started accusing him, hey, you're not hiring enough cops.
So why do Mayor Pulido and his allies want to see Cavazos gone?
They say he is not putting enough money into police officers, into hiring police officers. There has been an increase in crime in Santa Ana over the past couple of years, just like in most places in Southern California. Obviously, with Michelle Martinez, it's pretty personal there. You're not exactly going to be friendly with somebody who accused you of sexual harassment. And the interesting thing with Pulido, of course, Pulido has his power seemed to be on the wane for the past couple of years. He's going to be next election, if everything goes according to plan, and nothing ever goes according to plan in Santa Ana, it will be his final election, his final years because of term limits. So for the past couple of years, his power seems to be waning. Now, with Cavazos already put on temporary leave, it seems that the ball is in Pulido's court. All they have to do now is sway one more council member. It could either be Vince Sarmiento, David Benavides, or Sal Tinajero, who have all pledged fealty to Cavazos. But who knows? There might nothing is ever a surprise in this banana republic.
I don't know. Sounds pretty surprising to me. What are some of the policies he's put forward that the council is set to consider next week?
So on the latest budget for 2017, there's been an increase in tax revenue in the city. So there's a little bit of a surplus. So what he's saying, let's invest it in youth programs. Let's invest it in other things instead of just putting all the money on for the police department. Jose Solorio, who remember, he got elected because of a lot of help from the police union. He's saying, well, a lot of that money from that surplus, it's because we're not hiring more police officers. This is money that was meant for police officers. So you really don't have a surplus, let's at least have a conversation. But really, the conversation is let's hire more police officers. So initially, before the current council, they were in favor of Cavazos' plan. Now, with his new city council, again, Michelle Martinez is going to be the swing vote on this. So this is going to be really, really, a lot of people are upset at the city council right now. I mean, really a surprise meeting called with only 4 council members, all who were against Cavazos. There's going to be a lot of angry people at the next city council meeting.
So a lot of inside baseball here. What's the potential impact if Cavazos is indeed forced out?
Well, you're going to have to find a brand new city manager. So, of course, that's not going to happen for a couple of months. Nationwide search. Someone who comes in with their own vision. The current guy in the top right now is Gerardo Moe. He's been longtime head of Parks and Recs in Santa Ana. Good guy. I don't know, or no one knows, if he wants the city manager position full time. Given the Game of Thrones that goes on to the city council, I don't think anyone will want that job right now. It's pretty tough. And as for Cavazos, right now, he's just on leave, just collecting a paycheck.
Well, more to come, and we will stay tuned. Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.